In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday. Friday, however, is when the snow is scheduled to arrive, apparently starting around 5 o'clock in the morning. I would start getting ready now. You know as well as I do what's going to happen. So, just a heads up. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 1140. I got a couple of assignments for you. Assignment number one is to help me assemble a complete list of the full-time afternoon hosts on this here little station, because we are celebrating our 100th anniversary. I can account for 13% of the afternoon broadcast history, but other than that, you know, I do have a number. I mean, I've given you some of the names, but there are folks who preceded those guys as well. 804 says Jeff. Jim Jacobs hosted the afternoon show at WRBA through the 90s. Okay. Mitchell in Chesterfield says, Jeff, do either of those Chesterfield County senators actually live in the county? Well, our soon-to-be lieutenant governor, Ghazala Hashmi, she doesn't even know where she lives. So it might be in Chesterfield. I don't know. It's possible. Steve says, Jeff, listening to the decisions coming down from Capitol Square, it's pretty clear they have begun to smoke a lot of weed. Yeah, I don't think they've just begun. I think they've been doing that for a while. Another Steve says, Jeff, I also remember I enjoyed Doc Thompson while he was on the air. It is sad that he died so tragically after he left. I think that Rookie Rich is doing pretty well. Do your best to help him get even better. I am trying. I think it's working, right? Germ, any visible bruises on Rich? I don't think so. I think we've been rather kind in welcoming him aboard. Josh in Prince George says, Jeff, the Lee brothers filled in quite a bit. Yeah, you know, that's a funny story because the best program director that we had here during my time, a guy by the name of Aaron Trimmer. Aaron, when he first got here, said, hey, Jeff, first thing I'm going to do, I got to get rid of those Lee brothers. And he did. What can I tell you? I mean, it is the way the business works. The very real program director. See, this is the thing. People say, Jimmy Barron hired you, and that's wonderful. And we love Jimmy. Nice enough guy. But Jimmy Barrett, in reality, did not hire me. The guy that hired me was Ken Charles. And Ken is the best spoken word program director in the industry. And I've known him for, I don't know, 35 years. He's hired me a bunch of times, actually. He's put on different stations on there and said, hey, I need you to come and help me out. So I've done it. But he's the guy who brought me here, just FYI, because that was after he had brought me to Boston. Now you know the rest of the story. Let me see. Jerry Lund. Did Jerry Lund ever do afternoons? I don't know. He did talk in the evenings, right? Wasn't that the Jerry Lund thing? He did it in the evenings, like 7 to 9 or 7 to 10, something like that. I think so. Jeff, I worked at WRBA in the late to mid-80s. I followed Alden Arrow and Tim Timberlake back when we used to still play music. I did the midday show. Dave Jesper. Well, Dave, thank you for reaching out. And if you know anything about the afternoon slot, let me know. Okay. Larry in Chesterfield says, Jeff, there was a gentleman who died in a helicopter crash. His name was Howard Bloom. It happened back in 1974. The chopper lost a tail blade, crashed into a house on 34th Street. Wow. Okay. All right. DT from Hangover County says, Jeff, we might as well have a pot shop here since we already have the drunken raccoons. I'm going to restate for the record. Let the record reflect this, Your Honorship. That drunk raccoon was drunk in my ABC store. That's my ABC store. And thank God he stayed away from the Deep Eddy peach-infused vodka. Charles says, Jeff, Dick Hemby, late 70s, early 80s, very funny guy. All right, excellent. We've got it. I'm putting the list together. I will check it twice. I don't know if it's going to account for all 100 years, but I'm going to get as close as I possibly can. 804, Jeff, whatever happened to Scott Thompson? I can't remember. I'm not familiar with that name. Is anybody familiar with a Scott Thompson? I remember Doc Thompson. Doc Thompson died. But I don't know about a Scott Thompson. Jeff, Alden Arrow was the voice of WRBA for about 50 years. Yeah, it is amazing. It is amazing. You will not see that ever again. That's true. That's true. Let's see. Jeff, don't forget Mac Watson. No, I'm not. I didn't forget Mac Watson. He was definitely on the list because he was another guy who was here for about 18 months. I'm telling you, there was this cavalcade, a parade of folks in the afternoons. That's why it's so difficult to get the list together. Coming up at 4:35, Barry Moore, the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau, serving Central Virginia. He is going to be here. We got some good stuff. We got some not so good stuff. Christmas time means that scammers are out in force, and that includes certainly the porch pirates. We should probably get our pal Mike Romano from the Postal Inspection Service on. This is kind of their bailiwick. But there are a lot of scams. There are a lot of scams that are being perpetrated as we speak. And Barry's got some insight on how you can stay safe. And the Better Business Bureau, serving Central Virginia, has some great stuff that is also happening. I want to give you the good as well as the bad. The pot shops are coming. I don't know where you think you live, but as far as the folks taking over the governor's office, lieutenant governor's office, and the attorney general's office, they think you live in Weedville, and they are about to place a pot shop in your neighborhood. Simple as that. Here is a piece of good news, though. We're about to get some nonstop flights to Puerto Rico, thanks to JetBlue. I'm excited about this. I really am. Do we still fly to Bermuda from RIC? Didn't we have flights to Bermuda for a while? And I don't know. Maybe we still do. Because I'd love to go. I would love to. No, I'd love to go to Bermuda. I've always wanted to go to Bermuda. But Puerto Rico is pretty cool as well. So the airline, JetBlue, is set to begin service to San Juan on March the 26th. This is a great one-way tickets are going to be $99. So $198 will take you from RIC to Puerto Rico. Now, once you get to Puerto Rico, you're on your own. You got to find stuff to do, places to stay, all that good stuff. And then you come back for $99. Also a good deal. But I like that. I've always been a JetBlue fan, even as I have missed a flight or two over the years because it's been delayed. But I still am a JetBlue fan, and I do like the fact. I do like the fact that they're starting a nonstop flight to Puerto Rico. It's what, about 2.5 hours get you from RIC down to San Juan. I'll take that for sure, especially when the weather is a little bit chillier. Oh, Dick Hemby went to WSB. All right, fair enough, Charles. I appreciate that. He's not there anymore, but that's where he went. WSB is a great station, by the way, in Atlanta. For those of you that are talk radio nerds, SB is, in fact, under the direction of the aforementioned Ken Charles. See, I'm giving you a lot of behind-the-scenes, behind-the-curtain stuff I hope you care a little bit about, but I fear nobody really cares. And the mayor of St. Paul, Minnesota, would like everybody to leave their criminals alone. He appeared on CNN. And he said that the feds coming in and charging people and investigating crimes in St. Paul and all of the scamming that's going on in the Minnesota state operations there, Medicaid, Medicare, all that fraud. He says, just leave it alone. We got it all handled. Just leave our criminals alone. Luckily, I don't think President Trump is going to be paying attention to that. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. All right, so that's the short forecast. The real forecast, which you obviously know, is that Friday morning, we are looking at snow and or snow showers. The latest is this. About an inch. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. Incoming. Updated. Snow accumulations now less than an inch. Well, how much less than an inch? Isn't that really? That's the real question, right? Jab's going to be less than an inch. Well, how much is it? 99/100 of an inch. It doesn't say. But snow showers during the morning. Again, we're looking at snow beginning at around 5 o'clock in the morning on Friday morning. And, they're going to be with us, looks like it, through about lunchtime. Is it going to stick? Good question. Yeah, daytime high is only going to be 32, so that's going to be around. But then Saturday and Sunday, we're up into the 40s, so that should begin to melt away. If it doesn't all melt away, how does that impact stuff? Friday morning will be a mess. I would imagine we'll actually have schools that are closed. And then Saturday is supposed to be the big Dominion Energy Christmas parade. I don't know if it happens if we've got snow on the ground. I don't. So as I know, you will know, because I am going to be part, again, this year of the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade. I'm pretty excited about that. Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia has invited me to do that, so I'm thinking that's a good thing. All right. I know we've been talking a lot because I've been asking you about the afternoon program here on News Radio WRVA, trying to figure out the whole history of our afternoon show as we are celebrating our 100th anniversary of this radio station. You know, I think it's pretty cool stuff. So here's a couple of other notes that have come here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let's see. Jeff, where is the money for the Trump accounts going to come from? Well, good question. Will it be coming from you? Will it be coming from me? I don't know. That's a good answer. I mean, a good question. I don't have a good answer for you. That's Todd in the West End. Hey, Jeff, heard you talking about the pot shops. I'm not a fan of that either. However, they're going to be heavily taxed and the funds are going to go to schools and hopefully it'll reduce the criminal elements of pot. We've heard about the high taxing for all this stuff for a million years, and it never does actually work out. And from RVA says, good afternoon, Jeff. Do you know Debbie Ashley? She was the office manager. I do not. I'm sorry. Whit Baldwin, Jeff, was a helicopter traffic reporter. That's Maggie. Chesterfield County school teachers reaching out via this text saying, Jeff, can you please get us a two-hour delay or a closing for Friday? You betcha, doing the best I can. It is 426. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
436, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. How many of us, by a show of hands, unless you're driving, are proud of Fox News? Proper description of the drunk guy at the Ashland ABC store, Trash Panda. Oh, sure, people know him regularly as a raccoon. But Trash Panda is one of those names. Mm-hmm. I will remind you, my ABC starts truth. Gosh, I saw that before I get to Barry. I just have to tell you, I saw the photo before I read the story. I thought, hey, isn't that our ABC star? Heidi, isn't that our... And then I read the story, and there you go. So there you have it. All right, lots of great stuff going on, but we've also got some problems going on. Tis the season, and when tis the season, it tis the season for all of the ripoff artists to come out. It really is. I mean, there's all sorts of scams, all sorts of things going on right now, and we've got to be aware of it. Our friend Barry Moore is the president and the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. We've got him here to talk a little bit about that and also some of the good stuff that the BBB has coming up as well. Barry, good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Jeff. Yeah, we just went through Cyber Monday, Black Friday. We had everything going on, sale-wise, scam-wise, and we put so many helpful tips out at our healthy holiday shopping season at BBB.org. So it was great. But, Jeff, 13 years. 13 years. The BBB wants to recognize you. You're an accredited business, accredited radio station. Thank you for 13 years and what you've done here. I remember I knew the Lee brothers. They were on before you for years. And you came to town, and you're a Yankee like me. So here we are together. You have changed so much, Jeff. Yeah. The community you have. When I go through my neighborhood or I go through accredited businesses, and people say, "Well, Jeff tells me that I should consider being accredited. Why?" And I explain it to them. They're thanking you. You're helping their business. More importantly, you're helping our community. So that's enough of that. But thank you. Keep celebrating 13 years.
That is very kind. Thank you, Barry. I appreciate that. Like you, relocated, but fell in love with Central Virginia very, very quickly. And
yes, you did.
Yeah, continue my love affair with the community. All right. There's still people I know that are going to be working scams the closer we get to Christmas, right? Because there are going to be some of us who are a little desperate. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, we didn't get this gift. We didn't get that gift. What is the way that the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia is helping people stay safe in that regard?
Well, we encourage everybody. We encourage our accredited businesses to put our logo, the accredited business logo, right there on their front door, brick and mortar, right there on their radio stations, right there on their TV spots, and then their website. Make it easy for consumers because they're searching. They want to do business with accredited businesses. They want trust and respect, and that's what you get with that kind of an accredited business. So BBB.org, find them, and consumers should demand it. If a company's not accredited, ask why, and they check their history with us. I mean, and be careful on the online, the social media sales, be careful. But, you have made, I want your listeners to know December 16th, when you agreed to join us at Evie's little conversation, right, Spark Conversation, and it's with local authors, and you're a local author, Jeff, and you're going to be there, and you're also going to tell the power of storytelling, if I could say it right. You're going to teach people the why, the how.
Well, that's absolutely true, Barry. When I saw that Evie, and Evie is a superstar there at BBB, am I right?
She is. Yes, you are.
She's amazing. I love her.
My whole staff, we're lucky that she is leading this program, doing things in town, Central Virginia, that nobody else, you can't go anywhere else for it, you know?
That's right.
And when we got Jeff Katz, seriously, and I'm being serious with the audience, come and be there. You're going to have books for sale, I'm sure. You're going to sign them.
Sure.
You're going to have some, nice profile, glossy shots. You know, you look like you're about 25 years old. But you're going to be telling a story. You can't get anywhere. You can't tell this on the radio station. When people come out and see you, I've seen it with Jake's Place. Yeah. I've seen it firsthand. Wow. They fall in love with the Jeff Katz that I know. Oh. And so I can't wait. December 16th, you're so gracious, 9 to 11:30. You got an RSVP. Best thing, just call me at 521-6940 and get signed up. But even on December 9th, we have Brain Bodega. You know, you talked a lot yesterday about nonprofits.
Yes.
And I heard you, and it loud and clear. And the Giving Tuesday, that never ends, it seems.
That's right.
Got like 9,000 nonprofits in this state. What are we all doing? We're not fixing things necessarily. We're doing a lot of golf tournaments. We've got to get serious and start fixing the root causes of so many issues to make a difference for our future. So Brain Bodega is a for-profit company, Jeff, that tutors kids that are getting cancer treatment or adults missing colleges. They're online tutors. Wow. And you know who pays them? You know, based on the nonprofits that are raising all the money. So I hope December 9th in my office, we have 30 or 40 of these nonprofits that you were talking about yesterday.
Right.
And you're very gracious. You, Carl Leonard, I mean, you guys donate. I try to keep up with you guys. But I think that day, Jeff, is if you come out December 9th in the afternoon and learn, and you're a nonprofit, and you have money, you just keep raising money, and you don't know what to do with it, you want to make a real difference? Help a child or an adult get tutored.
Okay.
If they're sick.
Wow.
Oh, sickle cell, cancer, sickle cell, could be arthritis, all sorts of diseases or illnesses that they can help.
I love that. All right. Now, I want people to, certainly, if you are part of a nonprofit and you're thinking, we've raised a lot of money, we've done a golf tournament like everybody does, or we've done a charity drive and we've got this money, but now what? You don't want to be sending your executive director on a world cruise or something like that, right? I mean, you want to really do something good. Bodega, December the 9th at the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. If somebody's listening right now, Barry, who is part of a nonprofit and they'd like to be part of that, do they just show up or is that another thing they got to register for?
We want to have a head count. We want to know who's coming to help. Erica Carson is the owner. We want her to know who's coming. and we want to get a food count. We're going to get some food, of course. We always do. We treat people very well.
Yes, you do.
You know, you got our events. You're not shaking it down. We're just trying to have really good conversations. And I can't wait. You know, I hope I get the Mosaic people, Jeff, you know where I live.
Yep.
They want to see you. This is their opportunity. Anybody's invited to our events. I don't care if you're 15, 18 years old or you're, you know, 70 years old. And you want to meet Jeff Katz and buy his book for the holiday, this is the time to do it. Well, no question.
That is very kind. Now, let's talk about what this event really is. It's about meeting local authors. And as soon as that went up, as soon as Ebby shared it, I said, well, totally, I'm in. I'm going to be there. It's not just me. Thank God. It's not just me, Barry. There are, like, really good local authors who are going to be there. Now, if I understand it correctly, folks are going to be reading from their book. They're going to tell stories. The book I'm going to be talking about primarily is my latest. It is called the... I don't even want to tell you what it is, but it's all about storytelling. And I'll tell the story when I'm there about storytelling. But,
yes.
You know, the hidden power of storytelling. But the other authors that are going to be there, if somebody is a local author and says, wow, I'd like some exposure, what do they do to become part of this on December 16th?
Call me immediately, 521-6940-BARRYMORE. And I got to tell you, last year we had a lot of authors. This time, because it's closer to Christmas, we're having a hard time. People are traveling. But, you know, so if you're a local author, you want to get your word out, bring some books by, sell some books, get some autographs. Yeah. December 16th is where you want to be. And we're now easy to find. We're on Cox Road and right by Innsbruck there, and a beautiful office at 4800 Cox Road.
Yeah.
And it is so intimate. We have the podcast studio. We just started a internship program for accredited businesses. If they would like to have an internship program, we have something in works with VCU, and VCU students will be applying to be an intern. And you remember Harry?
Yep.
He was one of my first interns at the Better Business Bureau, and he was a model. I mean, he was great, and I hope everybody's just as good. But anyway, you're so gracious with your time, and thank you for everything, Jeff.
Absolutely. I am looking forward to that, and we will send everybody to the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. If you are a local author and you'd like some exposure, again, reach out to Barry Moore at the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. Great event with local Central Virginia authors. It's going to happen December the 16th, the Better Business Bureau right there on Cox Road from 9 in the morning till 11:30. If you want to come out and get some books, you want to meet the local authors, same thing, just reach out to Barry, Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. Barry, it is always a pleasure, my friend. I appreciate you like you don't know. You're a good man. So
thank you, my friend.
Thank you. That is Barry Moore. I will get all those details up on social medias in case you didn't catch the phone number or the website or what have you. But the big one is going to be December the 16th. I think it's so cool. I get a lot of people that have asked me, could you come out and do a book signing or something? And I'm going to try. Barry's just great people. Simple as that. And what happens with the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia is so important. I am personally very, very proud, very proud. That my speaking, my writing stuff, I'm an accredited business. WRBA is an accredited business. That means a lot to me. It is 447, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Merry, merry. Ho, 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 ho. Oh, why is it? I will share the Hanukkah tune at some point, I promise you. Here's the thing, though. Friday, we're looking at a blast of winter for us anyway, right? Some people are going to laugh at you. You know the way this works, right? People move to Florida. And what happens? Every time it snows up north, they got to check in with their relatives. Hey, 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 how's that snow working out for you? Guess what we got down here? Sunshine. And I think it would work the other way were it not so disastrous. Every time there's a hurricane that hits Florida, there are people up north thinking, well, that doesn't happen here, but yeah, we can't really mock them because, you know, they got alligators and there's damage. And then you and I are right here in the middle where if we get an inch of snow, our friends and family, to the north or to the west will laugh at us, but an inch of snow for us is impactful. So that's what we're looking at. Now, I got two different projections here. You just heard Matt DiNardo, our buddy, a couple of moments ago. And, Jerm, I think we got him locked and loaded for tomorrow. But Matt DiNardo saying it could be a couple of inches. And then I'm looking at Weather Channel that says, no, it's about an inch. Either way you slice it, it would appear as if there will be snow, an accumulation of snow Friday morning. Everybody agrees it's going to start probably around 5 o'clock in the morning, and it would appear as if most folks are on the same page saying it will end around lunchtime. Okay? So please be prepared for that. Schools, Friday morning, if we've got snow falling, we have any accumulation, you know they're going to be closed. We know that already. But we also have to start thinking about what happens later in the day. And we've got to start thinking about Saturday. Saturday is the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade. I'm looking forward to it, although I hate the cold, but I will be there. I'm really very, very excited about being part of the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade again this year. And it could be impacted by the snow. So that's what I'm going to tell you, and I just want you to bear that in mind as we are looking at that. All right, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we got a lot of stuff that we've got to deal with. Yes, the pot shops are coming, and we'll certainly have to talk a little bit about that. And believe it or not, the New York Times has now debunked an article by the Washington Post attacking the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth. You gotta love it when they're eating their own, don't you? It is 4:57. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.